It is time for Fridays in the Field right here on the Rural Radio Network, brought to you by FNBO, the Great Big Small Bank. I'm Bryce Duskett. Today, we take you across the entire Cornhusker State, from Buffalo County to the Missouri River, up through Custer County, and everywhere in between to hear how Nebraska crops are faring here in mid-July.
Our crops are looking very well. We've had some recent rains, and everything looks good.
I've sent three pivots around with a 3/4 inch. That's about all irrigating we've done.
Everything's doubling in size overnight. We've really added a lot of vegetation to the plants.
We have had three separate hail events, though, that has damaged some acres.
A little bit of hail damage across the state, but all in all, shaping up to be a pretty darn impressive corn and soybean crop as we are here in the month of July. Let's begin our broadcast in South Central Nebraska. Soybean grower Miles Ramsey farms near Kennesaw. He says this year has been mostly favorable for his area.
Our crops are looking very well. We've had some recent rains, and everything looks good where I'm at. But, you know, 7 short miles away, a big windstorm went through. They haven't confirmed tornado, but there's a lot of suspicion of that. But our local co-op lost 2 great big steel grain bins and an elevator leg. And several of my friends over in the Prosser area have pivots tipped over now in their fields. So if it does get hot and dry, they will not be able to irrigate for a while. So for them, it's a dire situation, and we really feel for them. And I've been there. I know what it feels like. But, yeah, there's a lot of crop damage and structure damage.
For Ramsey, he says corn is tasseling and soybeans are in bloom, but canopy closure is a bit of a concern right now. He points out that could mean more weed pressure, but so far, good color, no insect issues for their soybean crop. We move to the eastern part of the state, where Quentin Keneally farms right alongside the banks of the Missouri River. He says it's been a pretty mild summer for them. That's a welcome change. They are keeping a close eye on their fields, though, scouting for possible diseases. I asked if any have popped up thus far.
Not yet. We're keeping a close eye on it. I think the time's about here with all this moisture and the temperatures coming back up. So we're keeping an eye on tar leaf spot and then gray leaf. And we had some little crown stem rot last year we had to kind of watch. So those little ones and then beans, keep an eye on that. And we got all the fields turned in for fungicide application here. And we'll probably start spraying a bunch of crops here with fungicide here. Trying to delay it as long as we can because it seems like the diseases keep onsetting later.
Keneally also keeping a close eye on his sweet corn patch as they help out with the town's festival coming up in August, feeding the whole community with sweet corn grown from his farm. Just down the road near Hooper, Nebraska is where we find dryland farmer Derek Dom. He says this year's crop feels different in a good way.
We're kind of treating it like an irrigated crop at this point, trying to make sure to capture every bit of potential as we can. Spend a lot of time trying to scout fields.
Dom says he's on a high alert for leaf diseases in corn and white mold in soybeans, especially in some of those past hot spots. Finally, let's travel to central Nebraska near Ansley. Guy Mills says things are looking promising on his operation, even with a rocky start.
We have had 3 separate hail events, though, that has damaged some acres. But overall, the yield counts look good. The ear set was very good. Some of the ears, even 20 around, that we're very excited about. So overall, it looks like a big crop. The dry land, you know, here in Custer County, is always a concern. We've had a lot of drought, but it looks good, especially where we no-till and use the correct fertility. We're looking for a pretty decent crop on the dry land.
Mills expects harvest to be right on time by late September. He adds his corn will go to both ethanol and cattle, with some even bound for California, thanks to the state's low-carbon premium in ethanol. From dryland optimism in Custer County to sweet corn festivals on the Missouri River, Nebraska's crop conditions cover the full spectrum this July. My thanks to our correspondents Chad Moyer and Carla Nichols for helping compile these reports. I'm Bryce Duskett with this week's Fridays in the Field, brought to you by FNBO, the Great Big Small Bank.